Hear now the word of God. Ruth, chapter 1. Beginning at verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrahites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Ophar, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so that the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-laws, and that they might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Therefore she went out from the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Amen. 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 A tale of three women. We'll talk about a tale of three women. This sermon is about a family. A husband named Elimelech, and a wife named Naomi. They have two boys, Mahlon and Chilion, and they're living in a community where there is a famine in the land. There's a depression. There's no jobs. There's no public assistance. There's no social security. The unemployment rate is off the charts. Sort of like in Black America. I mean, they claim that in our country right now, the unemployment rate is down to about, 5 or 6 or 7%. But in the Black community and the Hispanic community, the unemployment rate, there's a depression in our community. There's a famine in the land. We don't know why they had a famine in Judah. Maybe it's because they had a war. You know, anytime that you have war, there's always a famine in the land after the war. Money that should be going to education is going to military might. Money that should be going to healthcare, they're building a new bomb or a new ship. That's why it made me so mad when those 47 senators signed that letter, because they were propagating war. They are warmongers rather than peace seekers. They should be ashamed of themselves. And then to find out that Senator Cotton, that he had a meeting the next day with some military might company to build weapons. That's just an aside. We get back to the text. But there's a famine in the land. And Elimelech decides, listen, I heard that there might be jobs over in Moab, so he takes his wife and his two boys, and he moves to Moab looking for opportunity. Just like many of us, the reason that we ended up in Hackensack or Bergen County or New York or Brooklyn, how many of you know that everybody got a cousin in Brooklyn? I don't care where you live in the world, you can be from China. Do you know my cousin so-and-so that lives in Brooklyn? But many of us left wherever we were, and we came north because we were looking for opportunity. And now, there seems to be a turnaround. People who live in the north, now taxes are so bad, they're moving back south. Y'all ain't going nowhere until I go. So that ain't work. Elimelech takes his family, his two boys, and he moves to Moab looking for opportunity. No sooner than Elimelech gets to Moab, he dies. How do you know trouble comes unexpected? You and I have some plans, and we decide, well, we're going to go over here, and you get over there, and the bottom falls out. You and I, we better figure out how to make it when the bottom falls out. You need God. I need God. So they get over there, and Moab and Elimelech, the head of the household. They didn't have any unemployment insurance back in those days. And the man in those days, the man really felt like, I got to take care of my family. And when the man dies, Naomi is in trouble. She's got two boys. I don't know how old they are, but maybe they were teenagers. Maybe they were able to get a job at McDonald's. Maybe they were able to get a job doing something, you know, whatever. They were able to get a job farming. And then things are looking all right because they married two girls from Moab. And for 10 years, probably Naomi is happy because her husband died, but she's got two boys. They're working, they're married, they're farming, they're taking care of the family, they're taking care of her. And all of a sudden, 10 years later, both boys die. Here she is, a woman in a strange land. Her husband died, her two boys died, and all she got is these two daughter-in-law. And she hears a rumor that things are better back in her hometown. Anybody ever moved on a rumor? Raise your hand. You know you have. You heard that they were hiring at this company. You heard that things were better, so and so. You heard that life were a little better in another town, and you decided to move your family over to that new territory. Yeah. Naomi is there. She hears this rumor that things are better back home, so she decides, things have not been good for me in Moab. I left from Bethlehem full. I had a husband and two boys. Now my husband and my boys are dead. I'm going back to Bethlehem. And her two daughter-in-laws, one named Orpah and the other named Ruth, decides that they're going to go with her. And then Naomi says, listen, no sense in you going back to Bethlehem with me. You are still young yet. You need to go back to your mother's house. You're still vibrant. Maybe, I'm too old to give you another son. Even if I get pregnant and have a son, because back in the day, if the husband died, it was the son's responsibility to marry the widow. And she says, even if that happens, I'm too old. You're going to be too old to marry my son. Go back home. And Orpah says, I'll go back home. How many of you know that loyalty is important? Because Naomi had been a good mother-in-law. Naomi had taken care. Naomi had received them into her family. Naomi had treated them like daughters almost. And Orpah says, I'm going back to my mother's house. But Ruth says, I will not go back. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you live, I will live. Where you die, I will die. Where you are buried, I will be buried. And not only that, she says, if anybody mess with you, I got your back. You
are my mother. You have treated me well. I will not turn my back on you. I am loyal, so I'm going with you over to Bethlehem.
How many of you know that every last one of us, we make decisions, but we don't always know how they're going to turn out.
You make decisions, you know. So Ruth says, I'm going with you. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm going back to Bethlehem with you.
And when you and I get in trouble, you need to have a plan before you get in trouble.
How many of you know that your real safety net is not your unemployment check? Because those unemployment, how many of you got more bills than unemployment check to take care of? Your real safety net is having relationship with somebody. Do I have a witness? You and I need to have, and in this case, look at how God worked it out. God had a seasoned saint named Naomi and a young woman named Ruth. You need to hook up with a woman who's been through what you're going through. Do I have a witness? And you need to know somebody that can tell you the Lord will make a way somehow. You need to have somebody in your life
that can tell you that the Lord can hit a straight. God can take a crooked stick and make a straight line.
I like the fact,
and I've talked about this before. You know, we talked about these kids in here today, and we talked about how some of our kids are not doing good, and we celebrated the young lady that moved from a C to an A, and me and Barbara gave her $20. Started saying, you know. But what's hers is mine, what's mine is hers.
And some of you are gonna put a dollar in her hand. I don't want you to put no 20 in her hand. I want you to just say, baby, we believe in you. Here's a dollar. How many of you know that you had grandparents? They didn't have any money, but they just blessed you with 50 cents and they encouraged you. How many of you know that it made a difference in your life when God hooks up a young woman with an old woman?
So when you and I get in trouble, I like the way God hooked Ruth up with Naomi, because Naomi lost her husband and her two sons. But Ruth lost her husband. And when you get in trouble, you and I need somebody to encourage us. Amen. You and I need to know that I'm not in it by myself. I'm not the first one that lost my job. I'm not the first one that somebody walked out. I'm not the first one that had breast cancer. I'm not the first one that had children that were acting crazy. And if you made it through, maybe you'll have a word to encourage me that when I'm in trouble, that I'm not in trouble by myself.
So, Naomi goes over to Bethlehem. And you know, it's not easy to go home when you're on empty. You know, when you're in high school and everybody's signing your old yearbook, most likely to succeed. Have you ever looked in your yearbook and seen the most handsome guy when he's 18? And then by the time he gets 60, you say, what happened to him? Or vice versa, you saw this pretty girl, she was 18, said, oh my God. And have you ever been back to your class reunion? I went back to my 40th class reunion not long ago, and I saw some of those girls that used to be 5. And then they come up to you and say, hey, Greg, you look so good, you have to lie.
You too.
And all behind your breath, you began. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't hook up with you. Naomi went back home. She went back home, and somebody was out there to look and say, hey, that looks like Naomi. And Naomi said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Because I left here full, and I'm coming back empty, and life has been bitter to me. I left here looking for opportunity, and I got over in Moab, and my husband died, and my two boys died. I'm coming back here empty. Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. It's been bitter. But thanks be to God, when life is bitter, it's nice to be able to go home. It's nice to be able, after you get through the shame, you are beginning to understand you and I need family to make it. Don't get so big that you don't think you need your family. You need your family. Amen. They may not be perfect. Ain't none of our families perfect. Fact of the matter is, we're not perfect. Amen. But I tell you one thing, when the rubber hits the pavement, I know I can go home. I ain't got no room, but I got a couch. I'm going to have to put up with Janie Jackson's talk, but I can go home. Naomi goes home, and Ruth goes with her. And Ruth says, while Ruth goes to with Naomi, Naomi has relatives that are farmers. Boaz, rich guy. He's got a barley farm. I don't know, you know. It was South Carolina, I think it might have been a peach farm. And Naomi, and brother Ruth, Naomi is old, and she's not as healthy and as fine as she once were. She's got wisdom, but she's been through some stuff, and she has something that she can impart to this young woman over here, full of energy. On one hand, you've got wisdom, and on the other hand, you've got energy. When you can put wisdom together with energy, look at somebody and say, you've got something. It's a terrible thing to have all this energy over here and no sense. It's another thing to have all of this wisdom over here and no energy. But when you can put age and youth and wisdom and energy together, we can educate our kids. We can turn the world around. We can make a difference. There's a whole lot of wisdom in this room looking for an opportunity to work with some energy. Ruth is this young. Bible don't say this. This is my unsanctified imagination. This young, vivacious, young woman, but she sees this farm out there, and she asks the guy. She said, "Listen, can I glean after the farmers after they picked all the barley? Can I just walk behind them and see what I can pick up so that I can feed my mother-in-law and myself?" How's your relationship with your mother-in-law? Don't raise your hand. But Ruth said, I love my mother-in-law. I don't have no problem with my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law has been good to me. I'm young. I've got energy. And I'm willing to walk and glean the leftovers so that we can make a way. You know, that's one thing that disturbs me about this modern generation of ours, where we think like we are not responsible to help our parents. We on our own now. As soon as I get rid of them, I'm out of here. This individualistic, this capitalistic society that thinks that we have no responsibility for our family members and our grandkids. We just think that you ain't by yourself. You ain't by yourself. You didn't get where you are by yourself. Somebody sacrificed for your tail. Somebody worked in some job that they hated just so that you could have a roof over your head. And you and I dare you act like you don't owe something to somebody. Ruth says, I want to glean. Now, here's the other thing I like about this text. Like, that's why you need wisdom and energy. Ruth goes out to this farm to glean. She's full of life. But before she goes out, she has a conversation with Naomi. Naomi probably says, listen, the owner of that field is my cousin. That boy got a job. He rides by every now and then. When you go out in that field, don't go out with no do-rag on your head. When you go out in that field, don't put a little makeup on. When you go out in that field, dress for the occasion. Look at somebody. When you go out for a job, dress for the occasion. Don't go out there with your pants hanging down. Don't go out there getting a haircut or something. How many of you know that every root needs a Naomi?
Amen.
Every root needs a Naomi. You need somebody to tell you, you can't go out there gleaning in no hot pants. You can't go out there looking like no hoochie mama. When you go out there, dress the part. Look at somebody, because you never know when Boaz is going to show up. Boaz might show up, and he's out there looking for a lady. He ain't looking for no one-night stand. He's looking for somebody that got some sense.
Yeah. Look at somebody, if they're asleep, they'll tell you, you better wake up. Jackson's preaching today.
He don't do it all the time, but today he's on it.
Ruth is out there. Glean. How many of you know that many of us made it on leftovers? We didn't live high on the hog. We didn't have the ham. We had the pig feet and the chitlins. We made it on the leftovers. And somehow God kept us anyhow. Do I have a witness in the house? We were gleaning. We had the scraps. God kept us. And he kept us because we had sense enough to keep one another. Now, we think because we live in a little suburban shack. I mean, I told you last week, there were six of us in one room, three in one bed. I got the black and blue marks right now. I was a baby and I peed in the bed and they let me know it too. Help me, Jesus. Here's Ruth. Ruth was this young woman full of energy, and she was gleaning. And she was, I don't know how she was dressed. She was dressed appropriately. She was clean. She kind of spiffed up. She sort of did her hair, I imagine. I don't know how she did it, but when she went to the field, maybe she had a little aroma to her. I don't know. Maybe she had a little perfume. I don't know, but I find... Any of those women who go to the health club, and they go to the health club, they're sharp when they go to the gym. And they ain't saying nothing, but they're just trying to get ready for Boaz. Just in case. I gotta have my stuff together. This might be my lucky day. And listen, some of you in here, you didn't come in here any kind of way. You came to church to praise the Lord, but it'll be all right if Boaz shows up. You know I'm telling you. And look at them fellas out there. Look at them, some of them guys out there laughing. Hey, I'm Boaz. I got my eyes wide open. You know, sometimes what I'm trying to tell you is sometimes, even in your trouble, God can bless you through your trials. God can turn the situation around. God can work it out. And so in this, the tale of these three women, you have Orpah. She was one of the wives. And you have Ruth. And because she decided to turn around and go back to her mother's house, you never hear from her again. But Ruth decided to stay with her mother-in-law and to be in dialogue with her mother-in-law and to be faithful to her mother-in-law. And she has a whole book written. Be loyal to people who helped you. Don't get so big that you outgrow your alcoholic uncle. Don't get so big that you can't stand your aunt that was a drunkard. Because in the worst of us, that's some good. And don't get so high and mad. Mighty that you think that you're in it by yourself because finally you got an associate's degree. Yeah. Or you got a bachelor's degree. Yeah. No, no, no. I just got a question for you and then I'm done. Is there a Naomi in the house? And Naomi, have you found at least one Ruth? Have you found at least one young lady that you can invest in? Have you found at least one lady that will say to you, your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you go, I'll go. Where you die, I'll die. Where you are buried, I'll be. Have you found one? And then Ruth. Ruth, are there any roots in the balcony? Are there any roots in the back over there? Any roots down here that you've been looking for, Naomi? Or are you so caught up on yourself because you're a size 6 now that you don't think that you need? Naomi, keep living that stuff a shift. I know what I'm talking about. I got suits every size in the world. And this one a little tight, but I'm just making it work. The only thing I don't, I'm sure some of you sitting out there thinking, don't he know? Here's the church. You think that we're wasting time when I'm up here reading off these grades. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I'm trying to say there's a Ruth in the house that needs an Naomi. And I don't have to invite you. You ought to be able to see that there's somebody that I can put some time in, that I can make a joke. Some of you guys sitting out there thinking about, yeah, this is just a woman's sermon. He's talking about Naomi and Ruth. No, it's for you too. A lot of the times, because sexism gets in the way of how many of you know that sometimes it's hard for a guy to be a friend with somebody that he finds sexually attractive? Y'all know that, don't you? If you don't, wake up. Sometimes our instincts get in the way of our serving in Christ's name, and we start serving according to our instincts. Preach, Jack. But it's all right if Naomi runs into Ruth.
Naomi said, listen, ain't nothing you can do for me. Not sexually.
All I'm trying to do is be a blessing to you. All I'm trying to do, it's helpful to you. And men and women, we need to find little bars, men, that we can help. We need to invest our time. We need to make a difference in this world. And if you're so busy and if you're so high and mighty that you cannot be a Naomi to a Ruth, you're too busy.
Got three women. They all have a story to tell. One was an old woman. one was a young woman, and one went back home. And how many of you know that the young woman, if she lives long enough, is going to be? How many of you know that Ruth eventually is going to be Naomi? And it's a sad situation when you got a Naomi trying to be a Ruth. I mean, you better know who you are. You got a Naomi with those heels this high. Broken legs, hips, and everything. But most of all, a broken heart of loneliness. Don't laugh, because there's a whole lot of people who are just lonely. And if you got somebody, you know, you still got it going on, and you got somebody, and everybody's calling you, don't get so high and mighty, because there's somebody out there, the phone has not rung in God knows how long, and it's not something to laugh about. Their souls ache, and they need companionship, and they need friendship, and they need just what you need. Amen. And one day, you, if you live long enough, you'll be right there. Because their husband died, and their wife died, or their children died, or their children moved away, or their grandchildren don't call them anymore, and they're just lonely. And the church ought to be.